Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and we would like to include your opinion. Ricky, do you happen to have time to proceed with the survey?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And I am speaking with Ricky Guillory.
Yeah, this is Ricky Guillory.
Hillary, thank you. Okay, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I've been working 14 years in the masonry industry, and I've been an active union member for, I think, five or six. I'm not sure exactly, but while you're on the phone, can you help me out? I've lost my union card. Can you get somebody to send me a new one?
Actually, no, I'm not sure how to do that, sir. Maybe I can get you some numbers afterwards. But I don't have that information. All I'm doing is just helping out. You help me with the survey, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
The primary company I work for?
Yes. Are you a stonemason, refractory, tile?
I'm a refractory mason. I lay stone. I lay tile. I do anything dealing with masonry. I shoot gunite.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a finisher, apprentice, journey, foreman?
Yeah, I was a journeyman. The last job I worked on, I might have been a general foreman.
Okay. Thank you so much. So it's foreman.
Yes, ma'am. But I am a journeyman bricklayer, but I do go on some jobs as a bricklayer farmer.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Probably 4 weeks.
4 weeks, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes the union doesn't have any work around here.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, ma'am. The union has been too good to me for me to drop my membership.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Ma'am?
Yes?
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same. I'll stay pretty steady, pretty busy throughout the year.
Thank you so much. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It's about the same number as this time last year.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, we need more union craft workers.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Ma'am? The steward?
Yes.
Not all the time. It's not often we have a. It's not big jobs where they have a steward on the job all the time.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah, once.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government? Through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less unemployment.
Less? Thank you, Ricky. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It's going to get better.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, language problems, no real safety concerns, fall risks, or falling objects?
It'll have to be between falling objects and careless people.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm always at work, so it's kind of hard for me to make a meeting.
All right. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You can answer me by yes or no on the union organizing.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Which, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Yes or no, union organizing?
Yes.
Picketing?
No picketing.
Okay. Political canvassing?
No. I really don't get into the political part of it. I'm just happy to go to work. I'm happy to go to work and provide for my family.
Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Now, please rank the following news sources that I'm going to read out to you, from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. You can rank, please rank these those sources from 1 to 5, okay, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from, starting with friends and neighbors. How would you rank that one?
One is the least.
One is actually being the source you are most likely to get your news from.
Oh, we'd have to say 3.
Okay. Cable news.
5 is the least, right?
Yes. 5. Okay. So, what about print or online newspapers?
We'll say 1.
Okay. Ricky, what about the internet or social media?
We'll say 1.
What about local TV news programming?
I don't really watch local TV, so.
Okay. Radio?
I don't listen to radio.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues matters to you right now? The environment, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, immigration, support for labor unions?
I'd say jobs and economy and healthcare.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, ma'am.
Would that be yes, you heard a little, somewhat?
Yeah, I heard a little, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wedge protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United Auto Workers, because the price of everything is going up, so I think union rates should go up as well. The price shouldn't be the same around here, and we're paying more for food, more for the cost of living in general.
Would that be much more or somewhat on the support for the auto workers?
I support the auto workers.
Okay. Now, you can answer by approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly when it comes to on the list I'm going to read out to you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, like his job as president overall.
Honestly, I think Donald Trump did a better job.
So would that be disapprove strongly, disapprove somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. What about support for labor unions? How do you support that?
I support the labor unions. I mean, without them, I can't lay any brick.
So
I can't.
Would that be approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done for the support for labor unions?
I don't know what he's done for the labor unions.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Immigration.
I don't know.
Okay. The economy.
The same. Like, I can't tell you what he's done to improve my economy, you know, where I live.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I can't answer that question, ma'am. I don't
know. No problem. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024, are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you.
And I am a Democrat, but I just feel he's done, when he was in office, they had a lot more steady work. Pay rates went up, gas prices were down. You know, I'm not a political guy. I'm really not. But I'm all for what helps my pocket.
Thank you. Now, can you answer yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Very excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Very excellent.
Now, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Go up on pay rates. Find more jobs for us. I mean, if they go up on the pay rate all around the board, it wouldn't be any competition. You wouldn't have to worry about guys working non-union if they're paying more money.
All right. Now, in your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, yes. What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your own words? What should their priority should be for the rest of the year and next?
Finding a way to pay us more money.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, union meetings, job site, mail, text messages?
Text messages. A text message is the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Maybe 4 more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, never?
I don't know. I really don't get into the political side of it. Now, if they say something is going to affect my job, then
okay.
Yes, but...
All right. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, Rick, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat, but I'm all about what helps me. If a Republican Party is putting more money in my pocket, I'm with that. But you know, I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay.
I'm not gonna change over to Republican just because I'm making more money because of something they're doing. Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm still gonna be a Democrat.
Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y.
Thank you so much, Ricky. I appreciate the time. We have concluded the survey. Thank you for your participation. And I have a number for you to, well, let me see. I think I have a number that you can call for the membership card, okay? I was Googling it up right now for you.
All right, let me find something to write on.
Sure. Take care.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 846-8064. Yes. 846-8064, area code 344.
Hold on. My pen stopped writing.
Okay, take your time. Let me find another number for you.
All right, I'm ready. 846 is the area code?
Yes, 344. 846.
344?
Yes, 846. 8064. Now, let me double check here. There's another please call 1-800 857. Let me double check. This number doesn't seem right. It's like 1-800. Here it is. Okay. Okay, here. Yes, that's the right one. It's 323. This is a different one. It's a different department. It's
1-800-8857.
Skip that one because that one was not complete. It wasn't. It was missing like two numbers. This one
okay.
Here is 323-549-6752. Okay, they can help you with how to request for a new card and how you can obtain a new card.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for taking the time and answering the questions on the survey. Have a wonderful evening.
No problem. Like, I don't answer surveys for anybody, but the union takes care of me, so I don't mind taking my time out to do that.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful evening, sir. Bye-bye.
You too.